Every day, families with critically ill children face the unthinkable, being far from home while their child receives life-saving medical care. Ronald McDonald House Charities Bay Area steps in to ease this burden, providing no-cost housing, free meals, and comprehensive support services to families whose children are being treated at the Bay Area's leading children's hospitals, including Lucile Packard Children's Hospital Stanford and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals in San Francisco and Oakland. But we can't do it alone. Your support, through donations or volunteering, helps families stay close to each other and the expert care they need. Visit rmhcbayarea.org to learn how you can make a lasting impact.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Bieskamp's graph with speed across the line, and he dropped it back. Shot Lund, score! Cam Lund's going to get his first National Hockey League goal on the power play, on a broken play with 2:14 left to break the shutout. That makes the score Rangers 6 and the Sharks 1. And for Cam Lund, a moment he'll never forget.
Yeah, I think we got to change momentum, whether that's a hit, whether that's a forecheck and we're skating, whether that's closing quickly in our defensive zone. There's numerous ways for us to change momentum of games, and we've done that a little bit this year. Not enough, obviously.
All right, good morning, everyone. How are we doing? The San Jose Sharks end up on the wrong side of a 6-1 beatdown at the hands of the Rangers last night. The Sharks had played a couple of good games in which they were able to really ride momentum in high-quality performances against Boston and against Toronto, but I think in this game you could really, really see which team had an urgency factor about their game and which team did not. Right from the get-go, the Rangers were all over the San Jose Sharks, and this might be an oversimplification, but right now, you know, the Rangers are in the final wild card spot. After last night's win, they have 77 points on the season. They are 6 points back of Ottawa for the top wild card, and they are 2 points in front of Montreal, who have now lost 3 games in a row. But, you know, that is the short of it, right? Like, they are playing for their playoff lives, whereas the San Jose Sharks have already been eliminated. They do not have anything to fight for in the sense of, you know, trying to get into the postseason. And so maybe some of the urgency you would like to see from their game, it's not there the same way that it was for the Rangers last night, who really jumped all over the Sharks early and often. Even though, you know, it took a little bit of time for the Rangers to break through with their first goal in this game, they had multiple opportunities early on. They created power play opportunities early on, and they were really putting the Sharks on their heels early on in this game, and the Sharks just did not have the intensity to match it. And that was the thing that I noticed, you know, really often in this game, is that the Sharks just they weren't there. And it's one of the things that I've talked about a lot this year is the San Jose Sharks are really good at riding momentum when they are able to create it organically. The hard part for them has been being capable of just creating it inorganically, just to be able to find that pivotal moment in a game where they can really turn things around and get themselves back into a game. It's happened a few times. They've done it through fights. They've done it through hits, but it is not something they have consistently been able to do. And, you know, that is going to hurt them against a team like the Rangers, who are fighting for their playoff lives. And I wish it was more complicated than saying, well, one team has a lot to play for and the other team doesn't, because the Sharks do have a lot to play for if we're looking big picture. Guys are trying to prove to Ryan Warsawski that they want to be here in the future. They're trying to prove to the Sharks front office and hockey ops that they're going to be part of this overall team, you know, in the future and going forward. And I think that is, you know, a very different type of motivation than what you get in a team like New York, who's playing for their playoff lives. I think you get guys with the Sharks right now who are just trying to show they belong, but it's also mixed in with guys who are very, very young in their careers. You know, your Will Smiths, your Cam Lunds, your Colin Graffs, your Macklin Celebrinis, all these guys are a big part of the Sharks' future. Obviously, Zach Ostapchuk, you know, these guys are a big, big part, but you know, they're also trying to prove themselves. And then you get other guys that are young, and like a Patrick Giles who's trying to prove themselves. Luca Cagnoni. I mean, this it was not like it was one individual player, but I think you could see a lot of the youth out there showing against a team that has experience like the Rangers. I think you could see just a lack of overall fervor from the team. They just did not match the intensity from the get-go. And I think that's the difference between a game like last night, when we compare to the most recent 2 wins against Toronto and against Boston. you know, the Sharks, when things are coming easily, they know how to ride that out. When things are fun and scrappy, yeah, it's a team that knows how to play in those style of games. But when they're coming up against a team that's just coming at you in wave after wave after wave, they have a little bit more difficulty. So, you know, while you do like some of the things that happened last night, like a Cam Lund getting his first ever goal, the whole of it was a Sharks team being overplayed and outplayed just from really the minute the puck hit the ice last night. And, you know, that is going to happen from time to time with the San Jose Sharks team. We like to talk about how entertaining they are, how much fun they are to watch, but, you know, we also still note that they have the ability to get it handed to them from time to time. And it hasn't happened for a bit. You know, the last bad loss they took was that 7-3 game against Colorado early in the month. And I guess you could put that 5-1 loss to the Caps in that category as well. But that's, you know, to be honest, that's where the Sharks are right now. When they go up against really good teams, they have the ability to get beat. And if you're going to get beat, I would rather lose to a team like the Avs, who are a contender, a team like the Caps, who are a contender, a team like the Rangers, who I think this year has not gone the way they expected it to, but I think all of us expect them to be more of a contending type team, and they've pushed themselves back into the playoff picture. So I don't have a problem losing to these really, really good teams in the sense that you expect it. You don't expect to walk away with a 6-5 shootout win against Toronto. It's great when it happens, but that's not the game that you're expecting. Not that you want to get blown out by 5 goals the way it happened last night, but you have to be realistic about where the Sharks are and what's going to happen when they go up against certain teams. And Ryan Warsowski said it in the post game that they, you know, their youth showed in this game, and they are bigger than what they used to be, but they didn't have, you know, the game to play with size last night. I mean, there are a lot of the glaring deficiencies with the Sharks that are on display when they go up against some of these top tier teams, and that's just going to be part of the learning process for this team. I think that a game like last night also serves as a little bit of a reality check for the San Jose Sharks in the sense that there are steps forward and there are steps back, and that's a big part of where the Sharks are in their overall timeline. That yes, they are going to have some games that really impress everyone where you feel good about the future. And then there are going to be games like last night that remind you just how far off the San Jose Sharks really, really are. But, I mean, if you're looking for positives, the San Jose Sharks are still 2 points back of the Blackhawks for the worst record in the league. And it's a rare point in the San Jose Sharks' history where you can talk about being in last place as a positive, because they having the best odds for the number one pick is not something that I am going to think too negatively about. You've got to find things to be positive about. You've got to find things that you're going to like at this timeline. And if the Sharks can walk away with the best odds for the number one pick, I'll take that as a positive. If they also walk away with not having the best odds when all is said and done, and apologies for my voice, I'm dealing with a little bug clearly. But if the Sharks walk away with the not worst record in the NHL, you can say, hey, that's progress over the year before when they were the worst team in the NHL. So there's multiple things to look at. Last night's game didn't really offer a whole lot. I do think that it was nice to see Cam Lund get that first ever goal in his second ever NHL hockey game. I think that you can see that he has smarts. I love the way that he came in on that puck, really hunted it down and made it happen. He didn't wait for the puck to come to him. He went after it and got it. And then you also had the fact that that was an all-rookie goal, you know, scored by Cam Lund, assisted by Colin Graf and Will Smith. I love little things like that in a year like this where you can see little glimpses of the future. I know that Will Smith and Colin Graf and Cam Lund all did not have great games last night, and the Sharks as a whole did not have a great game. But when you see those young players coming together to make something happen, I'll take that any day of the week. You want to see glimpses of the future. You want to see what these guys can all bring to the table. And last night's game, to see that fight late in the game, to still see them trying to make something happen, yeah, I'll take that positivity, even if it's not the greatest thing we've ever seen. It's a big moment for Cam Lund in an otherwise lost game, and you get some more points and maybe a little bit more confidence for Will Smith and Colin Graf. And, you know, the fact that Will Smith still is getting better week after week, Colin Graf, I think his game has grown leaps and bounds compared to where he was earlier this year, and he had a high floor as well. You know, when he really first came into the league, I know that he was playing at a very high level in the NHL, and people didn't really know what to expect, but I had a lot of faith in Colin Graf, and I really, really loved what he brought to the table, and I really, really liked what he had done with the Barracuda. And, you know, just even compared to when he first came in last year, I liked what I saw from him, and he just gets better week after week, and that's what you want to see. We can't look always at wins and losses in a year like this, And I know that can seem kind of convoluted, but you've got to be able to look at some of the big picture things. And is Will Smith better than he was previously? Yeah. Is Colin Graf better than he was previously? Are we seeing some positivity from Cam Lunt? Yeah. I mean, are we watching Macklin Celebrini night in, night out, still make some impressive plays and look like he can really do good things out there on the ice? Yes, most definitely. But it's not the same as a win, right? Like, you want these moments, these goals, these fun aspects of the game to happen. And a win for San Jose, and last night was anything but. It was a reminder of how much that work they have to do to get to where they are, a team like the Rangers. And the Rangers have not had a great year. They have been trying to figure themselves out since day one and currently find themselves occupying a playoff spot. But, you know, the Sharks, they have not been figuring themselves out all year long. They have very clearly been a team that is quote-unquote not there yet. All right, let's get into some of the highlights from last night's game. 12:04 of the first period, despite the fact that the Rangers had good looks earlier in the period, including on the power play. Artemi Panarin made it a 1-0 game, and then he added on to that with his second goal of the night not too long thereafter. Suddenly, in a span of 2 minutes, it went from a 0-0 game to Panarin putting the Rangers up 2-0.
And right now, Panarin, back skate, shoots, and scores! Rangers winning the faceoff. Panarin back skating with the puck on his stick like a defenseman might, and just sent a wrist shot from about 50 feet through all traffic, and it snuck by Georgiev. Suddenly, it's 2-0 New York. It's the Artemi Panarin show with his 33rd of the season, second tonight.
And the Sharks just did not have a response. And the other part of this is that even when the Sharks did have some good looks, you had the ageless wonder, Jonathan Quick, still coming through with big, big saves. Again, this guy has been stopping the Sharks from scoring goals for what feels like forever, and he did it again last night.
Rebound near boards off of Quick. Celebrini gets it again, waves at it, misses the puck. Rangers have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Schneider jumping up into the play, throwing it on the right. Quick back check by Celebrini, intercepts the pass. Sharks may have a 2-on-1 the other way. Eklund down the right wing, has Smith. Smith shoots, glove save! An amazing stop by Jonathan Quick on the 2-on-1 break off Will Smith. With 2:34 gone by in the second, Jonathan Quick flashing the leather.
There's the old saying that goals change games. Well, big saves can as well. And when you get an opportunity like that, only to have the goalie come up with a big, big denial, it can deflate a team. And I think the Sharks were a little bit deflated like in that moment because they had the opportunity. It felt like they had a big chance for them to get themselves back into the game. And then, nope, Jonathan Quick, as he's been doing for the better part of two decades, just walks up and denies San Jose once again. And the Sharks just didn't have enough pushback from this point on. 4:48 mark of the second period, Adam Fox gives New York a 3-0 lead. Then we get into the third period. Johnny Brodzinski makes it 4-0. Adam Fox makes it 5-0. Vincent Trocheck makes it 6-0. And then the San Jose Sharks finally get their lone goal, Cam Lund with his first in the NHL.
Up ice comes Graf with speed across the line, and he dropped it back. Shot Lund, score! Cam Lund's going to get his first National Hockey League goal on the power play, on a broken play with 2:14 left to break the shutout. That makes the score Rangers 6 and the Sharks 1, and for Cam Lund, a moment he'll never forget.
And I think on a play like that where you saw Lund come forward and go after the puck, you could see that intelligence and that read and that vision that they have talked very positively about since the entry-level contract was signed. The best part about these young players getting the opportunity is that they obviously get the opportunity, but that they show why they're getting the opportunity, that they show why, you know, they have had such a high touted aspect about them. You know, I look at Cam Lund, I look at Colin Graf, I look at Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. It doesn't take long for you to figure out, even Luca Cagnoni, who did not have a great night last night, you've been able to see why there has been so much buzz. And we're still in that period with the San Jose Sharks where all these young players are coming up and they're getting their opportunities. You want the buzz. You want these guys to have a great opportunity to show off why they have the buzz about them for an NHL player and for the Sharks farm system. And when you see these guys have that opportunity, you get a little bit more of a read of what they can potentially be and what they can potentially bring to the table. And I'm not saying that that is the only thing that matters, because you want to see success, you want to see highlights, but to watch some of these young players have that opportunity and make the most of it, I think that speaks well of what the Sharks are trying to do. And I think that, you know, Colin Graf last year as a reference point, as we look at Cam Lund and some of these other players, we got to see him, you know, show in those final few games of the year, what he was capable of, and that he did belong as a professional. And then with the Barracuda, you know, he immediately started showing what he could do earlier this year, and you loved it. You saw exactly what he brought to the table. And then, you know, you get it, bring him up to the NHL level, and it's just been more consistent success from him. And that's exactly what you need to see. You need to prove that you belong, dominate at a level like the AHL, or come into the NHL and still prove that you can consistently get points. And these are the things that I'm looking forward to in the next training camp, not to get ahead of ourselves, but you want, you know, the Colin Graffs of the world to make sure that they break camp with San Jose, that they have proven their ability to play at the NHL. And I love a guy like, you know, Colin Graffs' game. I think Cam Lund, we are still learning about what he brings to the table. We've only seen him for two games, and that's way too early to try and figure out what they can be as of yet, and that's totally normal. But if you have success early on, that's something that I am going to be very, very pleased with. And I want to see what Cam continues to do and continues to bring to San Jose. There is time for him to learn. And it goes back to what I have said multiple times about the San Jose Sharks, is that, you know, you've got to maximize the timeline. It's not about losing right now. It's not about being the worst team in the NHL in the sense that that's the goal. You know, you take what this season gives to you, whether it's a number one pick or the most likely odds to get the number one pick or the number two pick or whatever it's going to be. But it's also about developing the talent and seeing where these guys are. That is not as sexy overall, but I think that you still have to maximize it. You still have to give, you know, your assessment of where these players are and what they need to work on heading into the offseason. And you also need to show to your fans what you're building. And I think that when Cam Lund comes in and has success, and when you have, you know, a Colin Graff who's had success, and you've had other players like Luca Cagnoni, you've watched him play and seen that he looks like he can definitely play at this level. He's got more to work on, but, you know, you watch these young players, and obviously we've seen it all year long from Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. You see what they can do at this level. You see what they're able to bring to the table, and I'll take that every day of the week. I will absolutely enjoy what they do bring to the table, and I'm just going to be ready for more and waiting to see what the Sharks can bring. And I think that one of the fun aspects of this is that Shakir Mukhmudulin has played up, and I don't know if it's because he's so big, but, you know, you've watched him grow in his game lately, and I think you can see more and more of what he brings for the future, even if he's not as much of the highlight player or the, you know, the offensive force. Maybe there was the thought that he could be. He still does have a bomb of a shot, and he still does have a huge amount of size and growth left in his game, but, you know, you watch him continue to play at a high level, even if no one played particularly amazingly last night, but you see the foundation of a lot of these young pieces. You see what they can potentially be capable of. And Shakir Mukhmudulin, even if it's not as noisy, there is a lot about his game that is going on. Even if there were a couple plays last night where you want him to, you know, run through a guy as opposed to going out and shadowing him, you still, you know, see what he is learning in real time, but you still see what he is and what he's learned up to this point. Another guy that we haven't talked about due to injury is Yaroslav Askarov, who we did see earlier this year with San Jose, but has obviously been dealing with an injury. But again, you like the fact that you can see these young players show what they are capable of. And I think that next year we expect to see, you know, an Askarov like a Colin Graff, you know, make that transition from the Barracuda to the Sharks and be part of that, you know, team from day number one. And I think there's a lot of other young players that we're still waiting to see and learn about. But, you know, you do get an idea of what they can turn into and what they can help the Sharks do a year from now. I do think that looking at last night's, you know, Klim Kostin was not particularly amazing, and he was benched, and I don't, you know, have a huge problem with that. But nobody was good last night, right? Like, you don't look at anyone's game last night and think, yeah, that's a game that you really want to reward. I think Kostin is frustrating because he has such a remarkable natural skill set being big and fast, and you just haven't seen more from him. And you wanted to see more throughout the entirety of last night's game. You know, Patrick Giles had a point-blank shot up close, was not able to put it in the back of the net. You had other opportunities throughout the game where guys just didn't look like they were entirely locked in. But that's what it takes at the NHL. You've got to be able to bring that next-level ability. And if the Sharks can't bring it on any given night, a team that's in the playoff picture is going to be able to, you know, hammer you. And that's what New York did last night. And the Sharks, again, are learning these lessons now. And this is the right time to learn them. Don't learn them when the games are in an important race down the stretch. Learn them now when you're out of it, when you are not in the midst of a playoff chase. Get these out of your system now. learn the lessons, make these guys all hate losing. That's another thing that I come back to is that, you know, obviously we have seen Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith all year long. And we see how much they hate losing. You know, I can tell you just in my brief interactions with Colin Graf, he hates it as well. You know, you see these guys, the looks on their faces, the way they absolutely hate it. And I think they're sick of it. They do not want to be part of more and more losing in San Jose. I mean, William Eklund, you know, some of the facial expressions he makes during games and some of the times after games, after losses, where he's just looked absolutely miffed by what happened. That's important because these guys do have to get sick of it. And I think that that's part of the narrative for any team that's in the rebuild. They've got to find themselves in that situation where they hate it so much that they take those next steps. And that's obviously easier said than done because I do think Buffalo hates it. I do think that, you know, a team like Ottawa has hated it for so long. I think that there's a lot of teams that have been in those losing processes who have not been able to work their way out of it. They hate it as well, but that, you know, that disgust with the losing, it's hard to make sure that it doesn't turn into a culture of expectation. You want it to turn into a culture where it wins, where the guys are so angry and pissed off for greatness, as one Ray Lewis would say, that it turns them into a team of champions. And I know, easier said than done, no doubt about it. But you also want to make sure that those guys have that mentality and use it to change the culture and change the overall narrative of the team from one that is mired in losing to one that is surrounded with wins. And that's the hardest part, is you can bring in all the young talent, you can bring in the prospects, you can start to make the big free agent signings, but does the culture exist to where the team can make that next step? And we're not there with the Sharks as of yet. We're still learning. They're still waiting to take those next big steps. But, you know, just judging by what I see in this team and, you know, pairing it with other projects that I've seen around professional sports in terms of a rebuild, I think that a lot of the culture guys, the guys that are core to what this team is trying to become, the competitive nature of Macklin Celebrini, of Will Smith, of Colin Graf, you know, those guys, they want to win. Shakir Mukhmudul, and he plays like he wants to win. Yaroslav Askarov is a relatively unique personality in the terms of the fact that he's having fun out there on the ice, and we don't always talk about guys having fun, but highly competitive, and he wants to show everyone just how good he can be. So that's a big part of this as well, is that you bring in those personalities who can really give you a lot to look forward to in the future. All right, my voice is not at its best right now, so I'm going to give you some of the post-game reaction that we had last night from head coach Ryan Warsawski. I'll give you the full presser so you can hear what everyone had to say.
Wins before this and then this, so what were the key differences that you saw from those other games?
Yeah, I didn't like our start, weren't skating, weren't physically engaged.
You mentioned the start was key. Maybe like Casey Young team running too big of a high after two, you know, good competitive wins?
Could be. I'm not sure.
But it seemed like after the third goal, there was good 10-15 minutes of strong pushback. Mm-hmm. Even drew a penalty at the end of the second. But then not capitalizing on power play. Do you feel that was sort of the turning point tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think the turning point was, you know, they were on us right from the puck drop, you know, and yeah, I guess we could say that it was in a moment we could have gotten back into the game. But there was some big issues in our game tonight.
And especially when the top line in the first three goals, I think, was -3, and so were the best D pairs. And it's kind of difficult to dig out of that one.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would say our young players had young games tonight.
You guys are a bigger team now than you were maybe earlier in the year. Does this team still need to learn how to play big?
No, yeah.
Physical.
Yeah, for sure. We get size, but we don't use it. What's the point of it? So, yeah, we got to be more physically engaged. That's for sure.
What did you see in those first two goals? Just too much time and space for Panarin there.
Yeah, lose assignment on the first one, which is an easy coverage, and the second one off the faceoff, we're just slow. We don't skate to defend, and you know, we kind of just shadow box there, and next thing you know, it's in the back of our net.
How about for Cam to get this first career goal at least?
Yeah, happy for him.
What do you thought of Giles' line tonight?
Yeah, I think I just said, like, I think our young guys had young games tonight.
Any update on Jimmy there? Went to the room in the third period?
No, I haven't heard yet.
Do you see any growth in Cam's game tonight in the first one?
I think he did some good things. He's obviously a smart player. Again, it's going to come down to the pace of the game. He's got to stay with the pace. It's a good team over there. You know, obviously fighting for their lives. We knew they were going to come out fast, and I think our guys got surprised by that.
A game like this, when they jump on you like that, you know, what's got to happen to kind of get you guys going?
Yeah, I think we got to change momentum, whether that's a hit, whether that's a forecheck and we're skating, whether that's closing quickly in our defensive zone. There's numerous ways for us to change momentum of games, and we've done that a little bit this year. Not enough, obviously.
So what do you thought of Costin? I know he was benched for a bit there.
Yeah, just not good enough.
Positive, at least in the sense that you guys have a quick turnaround for tomorrow.
Yeah, get right after it, right? And again, similar team, probably even more skilled, heavier, faster, better defensively. So we're going to have to put our work boots on tomorrow.
Georgi is a guy you might lean on a little bit here down the stretch. How would you play him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, some of them I don't think he had a chance on. He made some saves early. I'm sure there's a couple you'd want back, but I wouldn't put this one on him at all.
Will Vlasic be available to play tomorrow, you think?
We'll get an update in the morning. We'll travel.
And I will say that is the best part about this bit of scheduling is that, yes, the Sharks are going to be tired heading into this game tonight at 7 o'clock in L.A. taking on the Kings, but it also affords them an opportunity to put forth a much better effort. They're still going up against a very good team. Don't take the Kings lightly, obviously, but the Sharks have a very good opportunity to wash the taste out of last night's loss from their mouths if they put forward a good 60 against the Kings tonight. Let's hear from Mario Ferraro.
Is that great couple of games before, what didn't work for you guys tonight?
We just got away from it the way we need to play. It's a very fine line for us right now. I think it's pretty obvious from the two games that we played well, the things that we were doing to be successful, and tonight was just not one of those nights. There's nobody playing the right way tonight. So I hope it's a lesson learned. We have played better hockey, but it's just, that's a team trying to make the playoffs right now. And I really felt like we just gave him 2 points. We weren't hard enough, weren't competing hard enough, weren't playing smart enough, neutral zone play, O-zone play, like blind plays, just hurt us tonight.
What did you see in the first period, especially maybe tonight?
I felt like we were hesitant. We weren't skating hard enough, skating to defend, or the way we play in the D zone relies on us being tight to our check. They were funneling everything to that. They were shooting everything tonight. And I think a lot of that was because they had enough time to get it there. We weren't quick enough on pucks. Kind of get them roll, let them roll a little bit that first period. A couple of those goals, you can see that. It's going to have to be a lot better tomorrow night. Obviously, on the back-to-back, I mean, they are too. So we're going to have to be ready to go and correct that.
On the third goal in the second period that came from Adam Fox, what was the miscommunication there behind the net, I think?
I don't know. I have to look at it. It's really quick after the game.
Shaq has taken on a lot of minutes, along with yourself, of course. What can you say about him, just how impressive he has been as I think he's 23, playing 20-plus minutes a night?
Yeah, he's playing really well right now. You can see his confidence with the puck. He's making plays. He can move for a big man. He's moving real well. And he's, like you said, it's not easy. He's playing against top lines. And, I've enjoyed playing with him, especially on that offside. He's got, being on that offside, you have to kind of adjust be a little proactive with how you're seeing what's developing up ice before you get the puck so you can get ready to make a play. He's doing a really good job. And, I think it's just for us two as a pair to continue to grow and get better. I hope that I can help him continue to improve. Like, these last 10 games here are real important for us to continue to get better. I thought tonight was a little bit of a step back for everybody. So if we can get back on that horse, and Shaq's game is growing. It's growing fast, and I love seeing it. So it's nice.
Nice to at least couple see more. Cam get that first one.
Yeah, it's unfortunate circumstances, but congrats to him. There's more to come.
I don't think any kid growing up thinks of their first NHL goal when they're dreaming in their bedroom or in their driveway or wherever, thinks that they're going to score in a 6-0 game to make it 6-1. Utterly meaningless. in the context of the game, but still pretty cool. I mean, he's been here for two games. He's already scored a goal. That's exactly what you want to see from these young players, and hopefully gets another chance to do so again tonight. Maybe one with a little bit more meaning against an LA team that is obviously very, very good right now, right in the middle of that playoff picture. Second in the Pacific, they have 89 points. This is a good team. 40 wins, 23 losses, 9 overtime losses, and they are good at home. 26-4-4. This is a tough one for the Sharks tonight, but again, great opportunity for them to bounce back. All right, we are out of time for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.